Republicans claim these circumstances were different this time because they control both the White House and the Senate. But Republicans' hardball tactics were fueling a drive by the party's left flank to seriously consider if they take power, eliminating the last remaining vestige of minority rights in the Senate, the legislative filibuster. They could then proceed to expand the size of the Supreme Court to install liberal justices. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee and leader, and leaders in the Senate, have declined to discuss plans that could amount to a significant and potentially destabilizing escalation in the fight over the judicial branch. But on Monday, even some more moderate senators hinted that the path was open before them if they needed to take it. They expect that they're going to be able to break the rules with impunity. And when the shoe maybe is on the other foot, nothing's going to happen, Senator Angus King, independent of Maine, who votes with Democrats, said of the Republicans. One of the things that amazed me since I've come here is how people feel they can do things to one another and never have it have any consequences. For all the partisan vitriol, the confirmation process played out with remarkably little drama. Republicans quickly coalesced around filling the seat, regardless of whom Mr. Trump nominated, and that left Democrats with very little to do but turn to dilatory tactics and make their case to voters. So rich was the prize that Republicans quickly reversed statements from 2016 and 2020, pledging not to fill an election year seat until the voters had a say. Judge Barrett's qualifications were really never in question, though she has less experience than some of her recent predecessors, but in 3 days of confirmation hearings, she managed to reveal vanishingly little about how she might look at or rule on matters of public interest before the court. Judge Barrett may have established herself as the Babe Ruth of saying pretty much nothing, Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, lamented on Monday.